which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit. It's a world championship. It's 32 miles across the channel from Molokai. Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in. We've got a great podcast for you today. We're going to be talking to Dana Racklin. She has a website called AlohaVermont.com, and if you go there, you can find this great podcast that she has, which is called Hawaii in Vermont, and it's all about Hawaii 5.0, so we're going to talk about Hawaii 5.0, and then if we have time, we're also going to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So let's get right into it, because Dana and I have just met. So we're just learning about each other, and we met each other via, I guess, the podcast, this podcast, and Twitter.
Yes, I've seen you on Twitter, and I also have followed you on the web because I'm interested in everything Hawaii, and I thought you had a great site, and I love your app.
Oh, well, thank you. So you're like a mini fan, then.
Yes, I am. I haven't quite gotten to the point where I'm posting things.
Right. Well, you'll get there, and now that I know about you, and I've listened to your podcast, it's really great. Thanks. We'll start connecting a little bit more. So you're in Hawaii. What brings you to Hawaii?
Well, this is my sixth time to Hawaii.
Wow.
It's my fourth time to Oahu. My first time was actually 23 years ago for my honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fell in love. We actually stopped in, we started in Maui, went to the Big Island, and then ended up staying, I think, a few nights in the Hilton Hawaiian. And I just loved it. My first experience was fantastic because the resort I stayed in, which was the Wailea Stouffer's, and I don't even think
Wailea Stouffer's.
Yeah,
I thought that sounds like a TV dinner or something, you know.
And that was down at the bottom of Maui, and that was my favorite island. But funny enough, I've been back since then to Hawaii, but I didn't get back to Maui until 2 years ago for my 20th anniversary.
Ah.
And we just stayed in Paia that time.
Oh, okay,
really
good.
Loved that.
Yeah.
So this time I'm coming back because I really can't seem to go more than 2 years without coming back to the island.
Oh, I see.
I've been to Kauai, I've been to the Big Island, which I love and is great for kids, but this time I'm on a teacher's break from school. I work as a paraeducator in a middle school, and I'm on with another teacher friend of mine, and we just decided to...
Oh, that's your friendly friend there that came with you.
My friend who's on her way to Kauai.
She's on a mission, that woman.
Yes, and I
said, hey, you know, come on in, enjoy, relax.
Oh,
I said, nope.
She's got a week here. Who knows, she might not.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
I mean, I actually came this time on frequent flyer miles. My husband travels, and so every now and then we go on frequent flyer miles and utilize that, and then I try to find a really good deal for the week. And we found a place, a condo in Waikiki, and it's the first time I'm staying in Waikiki.
Oh, first time. Okay. Well,
I'm staying in Waikiki.
Okay. Well, you know, that's Waikiki is what it is.
It is.
But you already know that you got to get out of Waikiki to really enjoy the island.
That's right.
So, Oahu is your favorite island?
No, actually, if I had to live here, which I would love to, this would be for me the most going on here.
Right.
But Maui seemed to impress me in lots of different ways. It has the best of both. If I want an adventure and I want to be very, very excited, I would go to the Big Island because it has everything you want, including skiing, which is kind of funny from being that I'm from Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
But I love when we went to Haleakala on Maui 2 years ago, we actually took a horseback ride. And
I think she's a perfect candidate for Maui, don't you guys? What do you think? Maui?
But I loved Kailua here.
Yes, Kailua.
Kailua on Oahu was fantastic.
It is.
And I took my two kids, and my husband and I came about 4 years ago. That's when we did our Pearl Harbor trip, and we stayed completely on Oahu that time, and I really loved Kailua. And it's really a good location if you don't want to deal with Waikiki, except for one or two things, or go into Honolulu and Chinatown.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that was the first place I stayed when I moved here.
Right,
you know, Kailua. I moved here, I went right to Kailua, I stayed in a bed and breakfast, and I thought that was where I was going to set roots until I found Hawaii Kai. Which, to me, I love this. This is the best place for me because it's so centrally located.
Well, the other thing that brings me to Hawaii is that I'm a complete and utter Lost fan. I'm a Lostie from diehard from the beginning to the end. Not that I necessarily thought every single one episode was great, but I loved trying to do location, trying to identify locations that I knew. And the last time we came and we stayed in Oahu, it was just about the second year that Lost was on, and I really just was realizing that I was shooting there. So even though you can actually go on Lost location tours now. I'm not really interested in that one because that's not shooting now. So I actually became interested in Hawaii Five-0.
That's where I was just headed. So is that how you got interested? You were yearning for more information?
Well, anything having to do with Hawaii and TV. I'm kind of a pop culture trivia fanatic. Mm-hmm. And I'm also very geeky about technology. I've been involved in the internet for over 20 years and actually used to teach people how to use it.
That's how I started my business, running around showing people how to connect to the internet.
And so, of course, that got very connected as shows started being aware, TV shows started being aware.
Okay, so give us one thing that you think is really, really interesting that we should know about nostalgia in Hawaii regarding some of these shows. Something that you've
You've got a lot of shows. I really wasn't a big Magnum P.I. show, but I think it's kind of cool. And Jack Lord, the fact that you have a Jack Lord statue here. Jack Lord, who was the original Steve McGarrett on Hawaii Five-0, which was in the 70s, and I just happened to see it on last night. I watched a few episodes in the 70s, but I wasn't a fanatic of it.
Right.
But I do think it's very interesting to see the juxtaposition between the two shows and how I love going back to this. I was a teenager in the 70s.
So looking at the old shows and seeing the nostalgia and then coming here and like, wow, that's this. Have you seen the statue?
I saw the King Kamehameha statue yesterday.
The Jack Lord's bust statue.
I haven't yet seen that.
Okay.
Do you know where that is?
I did a video of it.
Oh, okay.
And did you know that is the only internet supported statue in the world?
No.
And it was that was before the new show and everything.
Oh, okay.
And
he was great. And a piece of trivia about Jack Lord and the new show is that some people might have recently heard that his car that he gave to the stunt man that used to do stunts for Jack Lord, he had his car, and that car actually has been appearing on the show Mercury, I think it's called. And the Steve McGarrett now, in the new reboot of the show, has actually been redoing that car, has been refurbishing it. And so it appeared in last week's show, and then I think about 3 weeks ago as well.
Got it. Oh, okay. So that's a good one.
So I try to make connections between old people who appeared on the old show and people who appear on the new show. And I like the I really like looking. We saw North Shore from the 70s in the old Hawaii Five-0 that was on TV last night. And then now I'm noticing a lot of the new locations that I have been here. I mean, I'm not a native, and I haven't been here enough to recognize too many. I can usually figure out a lost scene, but I have a friend who was showing me around town yesterday, and he was pointing out the old post office and also the King Kamehameha statue, which you often see in the flyovers.
Right.
And the Iolani Palace, which was used as the exterior, I think.
It was used as the exterior.
So their headquarters and stuff. So I like the connections, and I really love it when they show places in Hawaii like Shave Ice.
The Shave Ice and some of the local stores.
And actually, Al Harrington, who played on the original, has a role on the new Hawaii Five-0 as well. And he was like a surf guy.
Right. And now he's like a street guy. He knows what's going on. Yeah. The Garrett can go
and
to
so
him and get the inside
role.
Scoops.
And another person who has a recurring role is the son of the original Chin Ho Kelly.
Oh, the son of Chin Ho Kelly.
I think his name is Dennis Chun, and he was called Little Chin then, and he played a few roles on the old show, and now he is playing a Honolulu police detective that had a recurring role.
That's interesting, yeah. And so we see now recurring roles. We see, some of the characters' connections to the old and new. So how do you think the show is doing? One of the biggest concerns for folks before the show even aired was, is it going to be able to live up to the original? Will it be able to live up to the original? Will the characters be true to the original characters? And, we see that Dano is completely different than the original Dano. There's sort of this rivalry going on between those two characters now.
And between Steve McGarrett.
Yeah, McGarrett and Dano.
They don't have the same relationship at all, and they're totally playing their characters
differently.
Right,
so how do you think that plays out for...
I think it's a different audience. You have to realize that, number one, you've had shows like 24 on, which I think actually some of the producers and writers worked on that show, which are working on the new show. You have a new audience who are action-oriented but also want character development. Mm-hmm. And One of the draws are that these actors are really fresh and they have a great chemistry. If you go back and look at the old show, I don't know that fans of the old show will really love this, except if they're Hawaiian or they love Hawaii, they will love it because it's featuring Hawaii is considered the fifth character.
Right, it is.
And I think you can't really compare them. They're two different crime procedural shows. The new one is not really that procedural. It changes what it is. It's like half action-oriented, half character-driven.
But it does have some of that stuff, like the crime lab.
Yeah,
it's very similar to CSI.
It is different from CSI. CSI is very much into procedure.
Yeah.
You will get really looking at those, and they don't spend much time. You have to suspend disbelief on that. You don't want another one of those shows. It just keeps, like I watch another show called Bones, and that's different too. It actually is more interesting to me, not the throwaway crime stuff, which actually the characters in the new Hawaii Five-O have said that I like that they have character arcs. You find background, and you work in Hawaii and natives and Hawaiian actors, and if you really want to kind of see what it's like on this beautiful in this beautiful state, in these beautiful islands, which I think Hawaii is a gift to the United States, frankly. That's how I've always felt. It's unusual, and it's part of the United States, and, and our president has lived here, too.
Yeah.
So that's
a lot of people don't believe that, but he actually was born here.
Yes. I think it's been pretty well established. And, there's so much to bring to people. Like, you don't have to go to a foreign country to get your vacation on. And you can have so many different kinds of vacations when you come here. So getting back to Hawaii Five-O, another thing I love is the fact that they bring up the products of Hawaii. We had the Leliha Bakery, which I actually visited yesterday, which was a scene for Lost as well. There were scenes with Kate and her mother, and if you're a Lost fan in that, and Sawyer, but it happened to be closed because it was President's Day, so I will have to go back and get the Cocoa Puffs, which were highlighted. A whole scene was written around that, and that was fantastic.
Yes.
That a Jersey guy,
but,
like,
you know, why don't they pick businesses that need business, you know? I mean, that place
they're only
they're
only 17 episodes in. Give them a chance. A show like this can have legs longer than Lost, because it is such a, you don't have to tune in and be completely committed to it like you did with Lost to enjoy it. I mean, I was committed to Lost because it hit me on so many levels, I liked the characters, I liked the story, I liked the alliterations and the illusions and the puzzles. I loved all of that, and you kind of have to follow along. You don't have to do that with this. You can
That's why I like
it. It's escapist.
Yeah.
And you know you're going to suspend disbelief because times are you going to see...
You really had to suspend disbelief yesterday on last night's show, let me tell you. I mean, that was crazy. That was ridiculous.
Yeah,
that was not my favorite show.
On my podcast, I try to do not full recaps. So I have a guest that I have on my show. He's a young friend of mine who is part of the family, and we talk on the show because he's a real TV addict as well. Eli and I are the ones that do it.
That's the other guy.
Eli, and he and I do the show after we've had a week to kind of absorb it, and we watch it a couple of times, and we look at the characters. I love the characters because I loved Grace Park when she was on Battlestar Galactica, and she's so strong and wonderful representative of women and being strong. I love shows that have strong women characters, and they're starting to beef up her character as part of the task force. I love Daniel Dae Kim, who was Jin on Lost, and now he's Chin Ho on Kelly.
Yeah,
and he's now living in the islands. I used to watch Alex O'Loughlin when he was on Moonlight. I never saw him in Three Rivers, but he was one of the original vampire.
And I love the way he controls his accent.
Yeah, I think he does pretty good.
He does a really good job.
I heard a slip once at the beginning, and he pronounced his sister's name Miri instead of Mary, and I wondered if that...
Okay, so we're running out of time. I want to make sure that we cover all the bases with you now. So you started this podcast. When did you start it?
I only started it after
third.
I've done four episodes, but only started with 16. I didn't do the pilot.
So all the people have to do is go to alohavermont.com.
Alohavermont.com, or you can search it on iTunes.
Yeah, here's a shot of the, that's what it looks like. There's her website. So we're going to wrap it up with Dana Raplin. She is from alohavermont.com. I want to thank you for tuning in, and until next time, we'll say aloha and mahalo.